Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a... I'm telling you, Robbie, these 2 weeks we've had of holidays in the middle of the week, I have no clue what it is. No clue. It is.
Every day's been Friday for the last 2 weeks, honestly.
Well, today is Monday.
It's been a great break.
Today is Monday.
Yeah.
Like, we were off yesterday, and now we watched football, and now we're back, and it's not Monday. It's Thursday. So today it's Friday as you're listening. Thanks for joining us here and starting the new year with us here on supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. Want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Shivers.
Ooh.
Now,
that would not be weird at all because the
it's cold.
You know what Strange Brew has for you to help with that?
Warm beverages?
A little coffee.
Now, I will say this. I'm going to bet money that somebody is going to hit me up and tell me that it's Shivers.
It's actually Shivers. Is
it actually Shivers?
No, I have no clue.
Oh, you don't know. Well, it's in Simpson County. That's near McGee. That's Jake Mangum territory. He'll let me know.
Yeah, that is
the Mangum.
Actually, I got some family members from that area. I don't know if they're from Shivers, but
or Shivers.
Yeah. I can't imagine a Shivers, but we'll ask Jake.
Well, like, isn't it? Yeah, it could be Shivers. It could be. We'll find out.
That's just being silly at this point. If you called it that when it's clearly spelled Shivers,
it's a long.
Then I'm just going to ignore it. I'm just going to call it Shivers.
Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. Just a click away, strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council want to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. Whatever you're cooking out this weekend, make it beef. Nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. We've got so many great places here in Starkville where you can get beef. Never mind, you know, I'm a Kroger guy myself, but we got a great butcher shop here in Starkville where you can go and get some great cuts. Yeah, I mean, there's just so many great places. Everywhere, every city in this great state has got some place where you can get a fantastic steak cut for you. And you should do that. And if you don't want to cook it, well, let somebody else cook it for you. Go to one of our great steakhouses here in the state of Mississippi. We have so many. I haven't found out yet the winners of the best steakhouse and best burger joint. That's got to be coming out very soon, though. I'm looking forward to finding out where we should travel. We got to do this. We got to make these trips. And enjoy some great steaks. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com. That's the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. New year, new gear. We've been saying it the past few weeks, but it's just got to be this way. We got to get the Banner M out. And we got to get the Script State and the Interlocking in. If you're a Script State person, so be it. If you're an Interlocking person, so be it. Whatever you want to choose, the choice is made. It's at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell, or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler is Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. The best meal in town is always going to be at Restaurant Tyler. Somebody was on Twitter today saying, "Where should I? If I was going to be here for 3 days, where should I go?" I said, you got to get Tyler twice. You got to do lunch and dinner.
That works for me.
It's like two different restaurants. You go there for lunch, and it's this down-home Southern meet-and-three cooking, and it's great. And you go at night, and it's like a fancy, you know, white tablecloth. Get a steak, get a delicious pasta dish, whatever it is. It's really like going to two different restaurants, and that's how great Restaurant Tyler is. So if you want a great meal, lunch, or dinner, the place to go is Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Very proud to say Priority One Bank is re-upped with us for another year. So we'll be continuing to talk about what a great place that is to put your money and a place that you can trust a place that you can get answers when you need them about your finances. Nobody wants to be on hold. Nobody wants to be waiting around for answers. Nowadays, you want an answer right away. You need the level of service that you're only going to get at Priority One Bank. If you live in Central Mississippi, there's a Priority One Bank location near you. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. I feel like now we can, all of the shenanigans are over. We're moving forward now. We got college basketball this weekend, SEC basketball. We got recruiting to talk about. We got Zach Selman going to TCU, allegedly. No, apparently not. That was fun to watch blow up, by the way. I got to be honest with you. I laughed quite a bit.
Where did that even come from?
It came from someone on 24/7. They just pulled it out of thin air.
They just made it up?
Yeah. I was maybe 2 minutes away from texting Zach and being like, all right, is there legs to this or not? And then somebody was like, yeah, it's not true. And I was just like, all right, it's not true. So there you go.
Like Zach would tell you that anyways.
I think if I said, hey, you know, this is out there, can you confirm or deny that you interviewed for the job? I think he would give me the correct answer. I don't think he would lie. You think he would lie? He would not lie.
This is major college athletics, Brian. How many times have you texted somebody and said, hey, are you taking this job? Or, hey, have you interviewed for this job? And they give you a straight-up answer.
Like twice.
No, you haven't.
I don't do it very
often. It happens every single day where an administrator, a coach says, I'm happy here. I have no interest in this job. And they end up somewhere. I'm not saying this is happening here.
The last time I did it, I think, was Chad Bumpus. And he was telling me, no, I'm taking that job. I'm leaving. I'm going to Mississippi State. So.
That's a little different.
Yeah, I guess. I'm just saying, I think if I texted Zach, he would, you know, he'd be like, he would tell me the truth. I like to believe that. Maybe I'm just more optimistic than you are, you know?
There's several people that you said you consider them a friend that I would say they probably don't consider you a friend in that same way. You're a little more loving than some other people are. But as we've seen in time, the people that say they consider people friends, it doesn't always line up to the actual actions.
Well, you know, I was in a good mood, and then I started talking to Robbie here, and now I'm not too sure about
my... If you ever want me to bring your ego down just a little bit,
my place in this world.
I have the words of advice for you.
Somebody, I'm just trying somebody to keep I think everybody is my the friend, same. And they're not actually my friend. Have you been talking to my wife again?
Poor Jennifer just gets thrown under the bus every single day on this show and is never here to protect herself or defend herself.
You know, I try to tell her to listen. Maybe I'd stop.
But I have a feeling if she was on here, she would probably agree with you.
She'd be like, yeah, I don't like that guy at all.
Yeah, no, Brian's correct.
Yeah, so. All right, well.
Zach, if you're listening to this,
yeah,
and you have an answer for Brian, I need you to text Brian and say, no, I did not interview for the TCU job.
Or
happy
yes.
At Mississippi State.
Yeah, if it is the truth.
Go on the record.
All right. Well, now that I feel terrible about myself, let's talk some basketball.
The only person you need in this world, Brian, is me. No one else matters at this point. Just me.
I like
it's
Joel.
Just me and you.
Joel's
everybody like, else is.
Joel isn't one of these people, right? Joel actually likes me.
Everybody else that we have considered our friends, they've all left us. They've all gone to different places.
We have been, by and large, abandoned over the last year.
And they thought that, you know, they thought it was an exciting time in their lives. And here we are just suffering on a daily basis, you and I.
This feels like a show we should have had before the new year. This isn't the way to start the new year. This is how we should have ended the old year.
I'm all about
getting this all out.
Realistic. I'm all about being realistic. I'm hitting 2025 with realism. And my thoughts are, this is going to be an up and down year again. I want to prepare myself mentally.
Oh, I'm with you on that.
Anything good that happens is made great because I wasn't expecting it to be good. Okay. Except for the birth of my child, which I'm expecting to be a good moment in my life.
When is that?
But the rest
that
of it, April 17th. That's very likely.
Oh, it's going to be a Super Bulldog baby.
Yeah. So
Oh,
that could be
you need to
because
hold
I
that. You need to
because
tell her to
Paul
hold that
cannot. I know
till
Paul
Monday.
can't handle the entire weekend by himself. He can hardly
I will
handle.
help. I will help.
We're gonna have to have you.
I'll help. I'm not gonna write anything. It's just I'm just gonna do videos. I'll do videos for you. You can just
Okay.
instead of I because I can't write. I'm not a good writer.
That'd probably be better since we won't hear Paul breathing into the camera like Darth Vader. That might be a good thing, actually.
What are we doing? I didn't know this was a roast.
It's the roast about who's next?
Who's
Who's next
next?
on the list?
Oh my gosh. Jeff Lebby. Son of a.
I swear to God, if I see that State Scripts sweatshirt that Jeff Lebby wore where the State Scripts like hanging on the where the
Yeah.
hands go in,
In the pocket.
I swear I'm gonna go nuts.
The Mississippi State football coaching wear maroon challenge, level impossible.
I don't even know where that sweatshirt came from.
I don't know where that
The
hat he wears came
sleeves.
from with the bulldog on it, but
I love the State Script, but like can we get a better sweatshirt than that?
okay. Anybody else need to feel your wrath before we go forward with this basketball preview?
I don't have anything bad or negative to say about Chris Jans or Sam Purcell. Basketball's good right now.
Yeah, we.
Basketball's good. Now give us a couple of weeks and a couple of losses.
And we'll reassess.
Yes.
So, and speaking of that, women's basketball, they start tonight, right? Thursday as we're recording. They're at Kentucky tonight, is that correct?
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
You're saying that's a much
As we were.
improved team.
That is a Kentucky team that has been a thorn in Mississippi State's side, whether they're good or bad. Kyra Elzy kind of had a rough program and a rough few years at Kentucky, and State still struggled to win those games. So this has been a very difficult game for Mississippi State to win. And now you're going up against a team that I feel like with Coach Brooks there, who came over from Virginia Tech, one of the best coaches in the country. I thought that was an excellent hire. He got some difference makers out of the transfer portal. They're going to be very long, especially at the guard positions, athletic. It's going to be a really good test because these first three games, State could come out of this 0-3 very easily because you got Kentucky, South Carolina, and Oklahoma in your first three games. Those are three top 20 teams. And I guess the team with the lowest ranking in that group is Kentucky, number 16, and that's on the road. So it's going to be a very difficult stretch here to start SEC play. State's got to keep their head above water, keep confidence. But in this game, I think taking care of the basketball is the biggest key. I mean, it feels kind of pointless to preview it since it's already happening. By the time everybody listens to this, it's over. But it's just a game where State has to play really well on the offensive side of the ball. I like what State brings to the table defensively. They have to have that consistency. They have to kind of weather the first half and keep that thing close in the first half or have a lead going into the halftime, and we'll see what happens in the second half. But this is a really good test for MSU. Their second top 20 matchup on the road in the first 15 games at this point.
All right, let's move over to the men's game this Saturday, 1 o'clock tip at the Hump, between Mississippi State and South Carolina. It's an interesting South Carolina team. They're 10-3 on the year. By net, they're the lowest ranked team in the SEC. Their losses aren't, they have three losses, right? Two of them aren't that bad. They lost at Indiana, lost by 16, but still, you lose on the road to a power team. Indiana was ranked 16th at the time. They lost in the Fort Myers tip-off, so a neutral site loss to Xavier, who was ranked 22nd at the time, by 9. Not a bad loss, right? They have wins on the season over Virginia Tech, over Boston College, and over number 25 at the time, Clemson. It's this one loss that's killing them, and it's to North Florida. They lost at home to North Florida. So that's the one that when you look at why are they so low in the net and so low. North Florida is 165 in the net. They're 5-6 overall. So that's a quad four loss for the Gamecocks. That's what's bringing them down. But again, when you look at the SEC in total, they are not a bad team. They're 86th in the net. That one loss is probably worth 10 spots to them, right? Probably easily worth 10, 11 spots to them. They're pretty.
And this is the. Go ahead.
This is a good defensive team. They're only giving up 66 points per game. Offensively, they're not as good. They're about 76 points per game. Just for reference, State's around 84 points per game right now. Colin Murray Boyles is their best player. 16 points per game, just under 10 rebounds a game. So he's basically averaging a double-double for them. They're a pretty good shooting team, 46% from the field, 35% from three is pretty good. Not a great free throw shooting team, only 69%. Opponents on the season are about four rebounds per game below them. Turnovers has been an issue. They're 188 assists, 145 turnovers. So they you can get the ball off of this team. 145 turnovers in 13 games. So they're just over 10 turnovers a game. So you can get turnovers on this team. And I think that's for Mississippi State. Just going in the next few weeks until we see how this team acclimates into conference play. That's the stat. That's what's been dominating this team for the whole season thus far, is their ability to force turnovers and their ability to not have turnovers of their own. Their ability to protect the basketball. I feel like that's going to be the stat all year long that I look at, and I'll be able to tell you if Mississippi State won or lost the game, is whether or not State, you know, was under 10 turnovers. They're probably going to win most of the games they play. When you look at this matchup and you think about Mississippi State playing at home, starting off conference play the way they've played this season, I'm not saying that they're going to win. I would predict them to win. I'm not saying it's going to be a gimme or anything like that, but this is about as good as you could have hoped for to start your season. And a chance to be 1-0 is a big deal, because in this SEC, Robbie, every win is going to be precious.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I think the first two games especially are good for Mississippi State. I know Vanderbilt they've had a good start, but I don't consider Vanderbilt top tier in this league. I think that's a good road game to start off with, I think. And the South Carolina team, you know, remember these two teams played pretty early, I think, in the conference schedule last year, maybe first or second game. Mm-hmm. At South Carolina, and that's when we first really knew South Carolina was going to be good.
Yeah, that was a game State led most of the first half and into the second half, and then South Carolina went on a run and got it away from them.
Yeah, just a real up and down game, but this is a totally different team. They've lost a ton of players from last year's team, a lot of the guys that kind of made them go. Colin Murray Bowles, obviously the biggest returner. Michi Johnson was huge for them last year. Yeah. And B.J. Mack, that came over, the guy that really tore Mississippi State up in that second game at State. You don't have those two guys. Those are two big losses for you. You had some other big pieces there. But Colin Murray Bowles is obviously the big returner, and he's the guy that he does a lot of good things for them in the low post. And that's going to be an interesting battle, I think, for Mississippi State there, because I think State has done a really good job of counteracting the fact that they don't have like a true Michael Nwoko is a true center, but a little bit different style than what we've been accustomed to watching at Mississippi State.
He's not physical presence that Tolu and Jimmy Bell were.
Yeah, at least not. It doesn't have like the thickness, I guess you can say. But yes.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is a South Carolina team. If you're talking about right now, this is the worst team in the SEC. Mm-hmm. That shows you, to me, that's pretty much the most impressive thing to me, not just like the best teams in this league. I think showing the South Carolina team that's won a top 25 matchup against Clemson is the team with the most losses at this point. They're last in the SEC. That's your last team. That's the most impressive thing about this conference, about how deep it is.
Yeah.
So this will be this is a really good start to SEC play, I think, for State, because I think you're kind of past the sleepwalking stage where you have the Bethune-Cookmans and the Prairie View games from Mississippi State. There's been two or three of those for Chris Jans' teams throughout the last 3 years. When they get an SEC play, those are kind of few and far between, those performances. We don't see a whole lot of, man, what the crap just happened with Mississippi State there. We just don't see that much for Chris Jans' team. So I feel like when they cross over to SEC play, you usually see them bring it just about every night. So this is a good opening game for them to kind of get that first SEC game jitters or whatever you got there, come in and get a good test here against the South Carolina team that I think usually pretty athletic. They're going to like to shoot the basketball. I don't know if they're going to be able to have the same success that they did last year at times with Michi Johnson and some of those guys.
Right.
But, you know, they are a team that I think is going to play extremely hard. They're going to be fired up for this game as well. I expect a really juiced up atmosphere at the Hump. I think that there's going to be a good crowd there.
I do too.
And evidenced by what we saw the other night, that was a fantastic, you know, late New Year game or whatever. That was a fantastic crowd. I think this is going to be another great atmosphere for this one as well. So it should be a really good opening game, I think, in SEC play.
Yeah, the comment I made was there were some SEC games a couple years ago with the kind of crowd we had Monday night at the Hump. I mean, weekends kind of games.
Ben Howland game, sure.
What gives me confidence about Mississippi State is this. Last year, you knew going into every game, if Tolu and Hubbard were limited, State was not going to win that game. It wasn't. Now State just has so many options, right? It's like, okay, Hubbard had an off night, but Kugel and Melendez stepped up. Well, you know, we didn't get a lot out of Nwoko tonight. Well, Keyshawn Murphy and Cam Matthews stepped forward. And it's just difficult. And, you know, if Kanye Clary would ever get back into the rotation, whatever, you know, could get healthy, then you're really talking about a team that's, you know, got nine or ten guys that can go for double figures in any night. So it's just going to be difficult for State's opponents to just say, okay, if we can neutralize Hubbard, we'll win. That's just not going to be the case for Mississippi State this year. So that leads into this. You know, I said one of the first things we said was, who could be that number two guy behind Hubbard? The last two games has started to show the ceiling of Riley Kugel and how good he can be. Back-to-back games where he's had a season high. He had 19 against Memphis. He had 22 against Bethune-Cookman. So he seems to be peaking at just the right time going into conference play. And I think he's found some comfort there running the point a little bit. State needs to find a more true point guard. Hubbard is not a true point guard. With Clary out, that's a role Kugel could fill and be. I think he could be very successful there.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I think you are seeing something starting to flip, I guess you could say, for Riley Kugel. It's I don't know, you know, when that happened, but it's certainly the last two games he's been really good for MSU. And for Hubbard, it's so strange. You know, we had this conversation, like you said, earlier on in the year, like, if he's off, who's going to be able to step up? And my comments were, I think a lot of people will. And the other day, this came up on the message board, like people talking about, we need Hubbard at his best for Mississippi State to reach its full potential. And my counter to that is, I don't think he has to be at his best for Mississippi State to be really good. Maybe to reach their full potential, I don't know. But what does that do for other people too? I think it's better if everyone else is involved. And I think you certainly won't Josh Hubbard to be a lot better than he is right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was 3-for-12 from three against Central Michigan, 3-for-8 against Memphis, 1-for-9 against Bethune-Cookman. Something is kind of off right now. He's a little cold. Mm-hmm. But this guy's scored double digits every single game this year. He's still managing to get his points. What is he going to do when he gets hot? That's the crazy thing. So I think there's some context that needs to be added to that argument. I think, yes, you do want Josh Hubbard at his best. That makes Mississippi State even tougher. Mm-hmm. But I think we've got to get past this thought process that Mississippi State has to have Josh Hubbard playing at his best to be a good team in this league. This roster is now expanded to the point that I believe Josh Hubbard does not have to be at his best to beat good teams anymore.
Right. Right.
I don't think that's the case anymore. I think last year it was. I think Josh Hubbard had to drop 25 to 30 to beat, you know, some really good teams, unless you were having, you know, otherworldly performances from everybody else, and State was shutting them down.
Right.
I don't think State's going to play that kind of defense this year But I do think there's way more options out there offensively for them to be able to go tit for tat. And, honestly, and Riley Kugel is most definitely becoming that. And to me, you're starting to see why, you know, I said whenever State got him, this guy could be a very high draft pick.
Yeah.
He has all the makings of being a really, really good player in the NBA.
Yeah.
And might be the only true NBA guy on this roster. To me, he's the most talented player on this roster.
Agreed.
So that's a guy that I feel like you need to be reaching his full potential for Mississippi State to reach their full potential.
I really do think that having Hubbard on the roster, teams are just going to focus on him, at least for the first few weeks here. Now, if he's still struggling when we get to game 6, game 7, people might change their game plans up a little bit. But you can't tell me that on Saturday that South Carolina doesn't have him circled and say, can't let him beat us, gotta, and all that does is free up other guys to have opportunities. So,
because the thing is, on any given night, he's got the kind of confidence and the kind of stroke.
Yeah.
You can't just afford to sit there and go, well, he's been struggling the last few days. Because it can happen in the game. It can happen in the same game. He can miss 10 straight shots and then make, you know, 6 straight.
Yeah.
That's just the kind of player that he is. He's got the confidence and he's got the stroke. And that's the dangerous thing about Josh Hubbard is you cannot afford to let up on him. I think he's going to be the focus of the game plan every week and every game. But the issue is for teams, Claudell Harris, RJ Melendez, Riley Kugel, all of these guys can beat you. And it's going to be very difficult to just game plan for one guy. So I think that's the great thing about this roster right now that Chris Jans has built is it's really felt like every single ball game there's been a new player or a different guy step up and do something. It's all about the matchups. It's all about who's hot. And it's been really cool to see. And I'm very interested to see how this plays out in conference play when you go up against tougher teams and have all of these different kind of matchups and this chess match that you're going to be playing week to week. With some of these teams. So it's going to be really fun to watch for sure.
Yeah. I think State gets the win. I think State, probably you may put a score down, something like 79-70, something like that. Just something in that range. You know, State could get into the 80s and you know, that wouldn't be totally surprising, but well, you know, South Carolina, not a bad defensive team. So, I mean, that's holding State 7-8 points under what they've been averaging. So, 79-70. And you know, player of the game, this is a tough one. You know, if you want to pick a playmaker because you just got so many options, he might not even be the leading scorer, but Cam Matthews is just the catalyst for everything State does. And like you mentioned the other day, when he gets the ball and starts going downhill – either he's going to score or somebody's going to foul him or he's going to get the ball to somebody else who's going to score. He's just become just such a great all-around player. When we talked about, you talk about NBA things, if he could shoot jump shots, he would be a top 15 pick. He'd be a lottery pick in the NBA draft. But his shooting touch just is going to keep that dream away from him. But I think Matthews plays a big role in this game. You know, first game at home, you need your leaders to step up. I think that's going to be him.
Yeah, it wouldn't shock me in the least. Yeah, I wish that he was able to shoot it a little bit better. Because
I mean, if he did shoot it a little bit better though, Robbie, he wouldn't be on the team right now. He'd already be in the NBA.
True.
That's one way to look.
Very true. I think State has a roster full of really good college players, mm-hmm. and that's the goal at the end of the day. I mean, it's the Mississippi State's not going to be what Kentucky was under John Calipari, where he's just recruiting a lot of lottery picks. You're looking for the best college basketball players and the best fit that you can find, and they have a really good roster of college basketball players that can help them win a lot of games in this league.
Mm. I agree. So, first game of the season, or of the SEC season, Saturday, 1 o'clock tip at the Hump. I'm in agreement with you too. I think we'll have a better crowd than you might expect, considering that the students are still out. I think people want to come watch it. The other thing that helps is, what we're talking about, they play an entertaining brand of basketball. This is not last year where you're like, you go in there like, oh, God, it's going to be like 62-58 and just going to be ugly and they're going to miss 15 free throws. This is a team that's fun to watch. So you get something out of your entertainment dollar as well. All right. Let's move into the rest of the show that's brought to you by our friends over at Pip Printing and Signs. Reliable service for every business need. This year, this new year, make your resolution to get more customers in the door. And that's what Pip Printing and Signs can do for your business. They're going to put together a plan that is going to get customers to you and keep them coming for years to come. And it starts with a simple phone call. Call our friend Cam Baker today at 601-499-5216. Tell him you heard about it on Thunder and Lightning. Tell him you're a Mississippi State fan so that 10% of your sale will go directly to the Bulldog Initiative. And let Cam devise a plan for you and your business that's going to get your business going in 2025. When you need printing, call Pip Pip today. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you are looking for. A trip to Two Brothers is always a good idea, just like a trip to our friends across the street at the Older Brother, Starkville's best new restaurant, the home of the fancy sandwich. That's right. Doesn't matter what you want to eat for lunch, Two Brothers or the Older Brother, they've got you covered with great options, great food, great service, and great people. Head to the Cotton District next time you're looking to eat in Starkville to Two Brothers Smoked Meats or the Older Brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years.
50.
That was an aggressive one. I like that. I like 50. That. I'm getting some Coach O territory here.
We're just in an angry state.
I wasn't until this show started. I was in a pretty good mood.
Shut up.
All right. When you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. If you need a new copier, a new printer, new computers, laptops, whatever it is. And then if you do need service, it's just a phone call away. And it's the same number that you called to make the sale. It's not a new person in an overseas call center who's going to put you on hold for 45 minutes and talk about how valuable their business is. It's not. It's not valuable to them. They don't care about you. They care about you at Advantage Business Systems. They're in Mississippi just like you. It's a 601 number. You make the call. You get it fixed. You move on with your life. That's the difference between being a neighbor and being a number. 601-362-9192. Or you can visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Before you go to the games at the Hump, if you're going to be at the Hump this weekend, you're going to be at Diddy Noble starting Valentine's Day. If you're going to be at Davis-Wade Stadium, whenever you're in Starkville, make a trip to Maroon & Co. part of your plan. You need MSU gear, they've got it at Maroon & Co. They got stuff you can't find anywhere else. Better selection than anybody else in Starkville. And best of all, we can save you some money. Our promo code is THUNDER15. 15% off regular price. Some exclusions do apply. Although I tell you, I mentioned it the other day, I have yet to find one of these exclusions. I have not brought anything to the front counter, said, can I use the THUNDER15 code on this? And they have said no. It has not happened yet. So
you have a wide variety of options.
You got a lot of choices. A lot of choices. Before you go to any game in Starkville, make sure you go to Maroon & Co. All right. Portal recruiting.
The tickets have dropped for the Sugar Bowl down to $13 on StubHub.
Well, I mean, can you blame them?
No.
I don't want to go too far into that rabbit hole, but that's just not totally surprising. Apparently, the city is just in a lockdown military kind of, you know.
They did open up Bourbon Street's back open. So
Yeah. So
but yeah, that's weekend,
Yeah. This weekend, transfer portal gets back up and running. And so for Mississippi State, it's a matter of, let's just try to lay it out right here, right? Two corners, at least two receivers, left tackle, and then if you can find maybe a couple of high quality available players at whatever position, you would take them. One thing I talked about on my live show the other night, and you and I have talked about this in the past, is that Mississippi State fans have got to get out of this mindset of, well, we already have so-and-so. Like, if you can get a better player, you have to get a better player. It doesn't matter who it is. You know, this was sort of the debate we had with Will Rogers a couple years ago. It's like, oh, they have Will Rogers. If they could have gotten a better quarterback, they should. So, yeah. I like the example that I used. I mean, let's just say Sadu Traore. I think he's a pretty good pass-catching tight end, right? But if you can find – if there's an elite tight end that's like, hey, I want to come to Mississippi State, and it's a choice, you know, it's a scholarship choice of we got to get rid of Sadu or we got to bring in this guy, you got to get rid of Sadu.
Well, isn't that kind of what they did with Sadu? I mean, yeah. I know he ended up not playing that first year, but, you know, I think that's kind of, you know, what they did with him. he became available, and at the time it was mentioned he might play wide receiver, and there was already some receivers in place. So yeah, I agree with that too. I think if you got the opportunity to better your roster, you got to do it. You can't just turn guys down just because you already have bodies there.
So that being said, I don't know that we have a really good feel for the cornerback targets. I feel like the Coates kid, the Hall kid, we'll see. Nothing's lined up in stone. At receiver, though, we're starting to see some names coming in. Cam Thompson from Northern Illinois. Apparently, State's just taking Northern Illinois' whole roster. Cam Thompson is scheduled for a visit. Marcus Allen from Eastern Michigan is scheduled for a visit. Cam Vaughn from Jacksonville State, I believe, is scheduled for a visit. And then there's the guy that we're all kind of had an eye on ever since he entered the portal, just because the fit, the talent, it feels like a good match, and that's Tennessee receiver Squirrel White. It feels like that's a visit that's not set in stone or anything like that, but State is making a heck of an effort to try to get him on campus this weekend.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you have to see what your competition is, I think, for sure, to really feel good or bad one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
So I think in the coming days we'll have a pretty good idea. I think he's taking a visit to Florida State,
mm-hmm.
Either today or tomorrow.
And you've got people, you're on three national people are saying he wants to be closer to home, and he's from Alabama. But Alabama and Auburn feel like they kind of are set at the receiver position. Mississippi State just makes a lot of sense for this.
But if you're talking about getting closer to home, I mean, that's what makes the most sense.
Right.
A guy from the Birmingham area, that Mississippi State makes a lot of sense. It's a offense that I think is going to provide a lot of opportunities, very similar to the one he was just in. So it's not going to be much of a transition at all there. He's going to have all the opportunity in the world. So if that is indeed, which that's what we've heard, is the closer to home thing, it's why, Tallahassee doesn't make
mm-hmm.
a ton of sense in that regard, but he's going there regardless for a visit.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see about that, the interest from Alabama and Auburn. If there's interest there from either of those two teams, then I would say that they have the upper hand. But it doesn't really make sense for either one of those based on what they already have. Now, you made the point. If you have a chance to better your roster, you go after him too. Is he that much better, or is he as good as Singleton at Auburn, or some of the guys they picked up? They signed like 3 5-star receivers last year. They got the top receiver out of the portal. I don't think Auburn needs any more wide receivers. And I really don't know if Alabama needs a whole lot more either. So it's going to be intriguing to see how it plays out. I think if you're Mississippi State, this is one that you need to spend on. This is one you need to be above the competition on your dollar figure for him, because you don't have a wide receiver one right now. There's nobody that I can point to that I would say can produce like Kevin Coleman did. I believe Squirrel White can produce like Kevin Coleman did.
Yeah,
he's put up similar numbers to what Kevin Coleman has in his career during his time in the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a guy that's absolutely worth the money to spend it on. Same thing for the Grace kid from South Dakota State, if you're able to get him in, which I believe State's got a good shot of getting a visit from him after the dead period mm-hmm. as well. And we'll see how that plays out. They're going to be competing with a lot of big names for him. He has a high price tag, but these are battles that you need to win if you want to make a jump next year, and you want to go from 2 wins to competing for a bowl or whatever and get this program back on track. You've got to land difference makers at these positions. So that's the big thing over the next couple of weeks, is State's just trying to fill a few more spots here, but these spots could help be the difference in 2 wins and 6.
Yeah, it feels like that too. It feels like if State goes out and gets a couple of quality receivers, I don't know if they can get 2 great corners, but if they can get 1 good one and 1 that can just play, get an offense, get a left tackle in there that can play, I feel like you've done enough that you can make a serious conversation about being at 6 wins. Now, I don't know if that, there's still the coaching piece of this that we can't judge until we get back, until we see how this team looks, when they start playing real games. But this team isn't that far away, And yet at the same time, Robbie, they kind of are far away because they have to land these guys. And with, you know, at the cornerback position, I don't have a ton of confidence in their ability to do that. The receiver position has been – this has been a tough offseason for Chad Bumpus in that room. And he, you know, he needs to get – he's got to go out and get two or three guys, not just guys. They can't just be – what do they call them, Jags? They can't be that. They got to be – you need difference makers there. I don't know. And then, of course, with Shapen, I have no faith in his ability to stay healthy for 12 games, so it feels like they're going to be going to an unproven Cromanhawk or Taylor at some point. I don't know. I feel like it's just such a razor-thin line between, hey, this team's a lot better and they're going to compete for a bowl game, and they're going 2-10 again. I feel like there's not a lot of room for error.
No, there's not. And the roster, if you're able to land some difference makers here in the next few weeks here, and you have a really, really solid, which I mean, if you're landing Squirrel White and Grace and some of those guys,
yeah,
this is to me a top 10 portal class
mm-hmm.
in the country. And you've pretty much done your job, what we all said they had to do with the money that they were given and all that stuff. You've pretty much done exactly what you needed to do if you're able to land, you know, a couple of corners that you feel like can compete. And that's a lot. That's saying a lot. I mean, they still have to go finish that. But to me, it would actually exceed what I thought that this transfer portal class could be if they're able to hit all those points that need to be hit. And from there, it just boils down to putting them in the place, getting them ready, and coaching them up and having the right game plan. And as bad as the roster was, which I think it was one of State's worst rosters that they've had in a while, they didn't get blown out. I mean, I hate to do that, but
yeah,
the schedule was very difficult, and they were in most of these games. They covered, which, I mean, that's nothing to be proud of, but it's not like this was 2002, 2003 Mississippi State right, where they're losing by 40, 50 points in these games.
Right. They just had the one bad, bad game against Arkansas, but other than that.
Yeah.
The thing we said prior to the season was 100% accurate. If State had just been in the 80s, in defense, they would have easily been in a bowl game. Easily.
Yeah.
But they weren't. And so, you know, that I think the same thing holds true next year. If they're in the 80s, they will be in a bowl game. But they got to do that. And, you know, do I trust Coleman Hutzler to do that? That's a question for another podcast and probably a very long one at that. All right. Looking ahead, Monday, we'll recap what happens in basketball for the men and for the women. We'll discuss what happens in the portal, if anybody visits, anybody commits, things like that. Our Tuesday podcast is going to – we're also going to preview the Vanderbilt game on our Monday podcast. That's a Tuesday tip, but we will talk about it on Monday because on Tuesday, I think this is the fifth annual – no, it can't be the fifth. Get it? He started in 21. We skipped a year, though.
Did we skip a year?
I think we had one year we missed. I could be wrong. But
I think it's like the fourth annual.
The fourth annual Robbie's Awards will be passed out on Tuesday. So we will discuss the best of Mississippi State in 2024. My guess is that's going to be a very men's basketball heavy victory day for them, the same way soccer dominated a season ago. But we will see what we see on that one. All right, guys, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again on Monday. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.